Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back.
Get ready for 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods.
Without any further ado, I want to introduce the Honey Dewdrops here. Come on up.
Thank you.
The Honey Dewdrops starting off the show tonight. Welcome to Out of the Woods, everybody. I'm Chip. We got 3 hours of mostly acoustic music for you. That one was recorded just a few weeks ago, actually, on the 18th of June over in Henniker, at the Community Center over there as part of their summer concert series. Thanks to Greg Gage for putting that on for us out there. You heard him there at the beginning. Hi, Greg. How you doing out there? Anyway, yeah, going down the road feeling bad. Got a lot of great music for you tonight. We got some new stuff, but most importantly, we got some live stuff for you tonight. We're going to have a Texas-sized show this evening. Mr. Billy Eli is going to be here, so you don't want to go anywhere. We're going to keep things going right now with a new one from Putnam Smith and his new CD, Kitchen Love. Here's Cast Iron Pan on Out of the Woods.
Like a drizzle be my best, guess he up just fine. Take you on the town, show you a good time. We could go out dancing, I could hold you so close. I know that you would like that, darling, but it's not what you'd like most. Cause nothing turns you on, nothing turns you on like my cast iron. If I had a fancy car, you'd shrug and get on in. Well, I could put the top down and your hair blowing in that wind. You'd say this is all right, but it's not what's best about your man. Cause nothing turns you on, and nothing turns you on like my cast iron pan. I could whisper in your ear, send chills down your spine. I'll tell you all my secrets over a bottle of red wine. Newfangled man, but nothing turns you on, and nothing turns you on like my cast iron.
Give up all my time searching for the perfect rhyme, and this is one that certainly perplexes. For you, I would spend all my days thinking up all the crazy ways. I love you even more than I love Texas. Got Bel Air class, Dallas style, Austin soul, and a looking back smile. For you, I'd trade my truck in for a Lexus. You smell as sweet as the piney woods. I'd marry you if I thought I could. I love you even more than I love Texas. You're the barb on my wire, the spark in my campfire. There's no brighter star in all the multiplexes. I love this state, you know I do, The best thing in this state is you. I love you even more than I love Texas. Sharp as a prickly pear, the sun shines in your golden hair. Your smile hits me right in the solar plexus. Skin is soft as early morning rain, temper like a Gulf Coast hurricane. I love you even more than I love Texas. From the mucky duck to the broken spoke, you know this state like an old cowpoke. You know where all the tastiest Tex-Mex is. Got Madsen on the radio, playing Robert Earl and Billy Joe. I love you even more than I love Texas. You're the barb on my wire, the spark in my campfire. Let's head out west where nobody can text us. I promise you I'll never cheat. You can throw me out in the old mesquite. I love you even more than I love Texas. And if you make me leave this state, I'll groan, but I won't hesitate. 'Cause I love you even more than I love Texas.
picture on the wall. That's a pretty song, that ain't all. I'm not mistaken, I'm sure I'm right. Somebody else in the Pollinato. Ida, I'm pop fooled by Ayn Rand. Ida, I'm pop fooled by Ayn Rand. Well, chicken in the bread pan, picking up dough.
Sarah Alden for you here on Out of the Woods. Ida Red, the old traditional, nice stuff there. I'm not sure who else was playing on that. I'll have to take a look. That's from her new one, Fists of Violets, and nice. Clay Parker in there, also brand new, just before that. Any Old Time is the name of his new CD, and we heard Wachita, which I guess is Oklahoma or someplace like that. River or a mountain or some such thing. Sled Cleaves in there, brand new one from Still Fighting the War, his latest, and Texas Love Song. Play that one for Billy, who's here. Putnam Smith started off the set, Cast Iron Pan. He's a Mainer, and that's from his new CD, Kitchen Love. Well, Billy Eli from Texas, from Austin, he's here in the studio with us. I'm going to turn him up and say hello to him. He's over there. Hi, Billy.
Hey, man. How you doing this
Good.
Evening?
Not too shabby.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Got to drive over today from Ithaca, man. Beautiful drive. You know, I hadn't been, it's only like my second time up through Vermont and New Hampshire and parts east of Albany. And yeah, man, it was gorgeous. You know, thanks for having me.
Yeah, welcome aboard. You got your guitar. He's got a guitar that has a name, too. If you could only see it. Actually, you will see it if you go to the Facebook page and check out the gallery over there on the Out of the Woods pages. But her name's Clementine.
Yeah, and it was my friend Derek Aceto built this for me, and we'd played together several years. I was playing a Gibson, and he said, "I really like the way your Gibson sounds, but I want you to let me build you a guitar. I've been playing with you long enough now. I know what your guitar needs to do." And I said, "Okay, build me one." And he built this, and we'll talk about it a little bit more, because I'll describe the back with the dragon's head that we'll talk about my boy. And I'm out. I'm up in the Northeast for 2 more weeks, and then Chicago, and then Texas, and then St. Louis, and then L.A., and then back to Texas for the winter. But I'm plugging a new record, The Unexplainable Billy Eli. that I got asked how did I title it. If, I don't know if any of your listeners are familiar with any of my previous work. I'm a honky-tonker. I'm an old honky-tonker, man. Just a straight country roadhouse, you know, all the way to the mat, honky-tonk kind of thing, you know. And I made a really big honky-tonk record back in 2010, 2011, a couple years ago. And I had a pretty fair amount of chart success with it on the Roots Music Report. And it made the alternate root chart. It made the Americana chart for a week or so. And I did a lot of stuff. I got a lot of airplay, and it was really cool. And I was listening to it when I started putting songs together for this. I'm thinking, oh, we'll get this guy, you know, 15 guys, we'll all get in the studio, and it'll be tracks and tracks and tracks, and it'll be all this cool stuff. And I don't remember who it was. Somebody said, you know, I really like that last record. I really, my favorite way to hear your songs, though, is when we're hanging out at like on your porch, and you're just playing your guitar, and maybe you and Jim Hemphill, my longtime friend and guitar player back in Austin, when it's you and Jim, you know, and y'all are both singing two-part harmony and everybody's playing. And I thought, you know, is there a possibility that the band is kind of so good and so big and so busy that they're getting between, that some of my message is getting squelched because the production is getting between the listener and the song, and I'm a songwriter, so I'm all about that, you know. It's about the story I want to tell. And I cast a few lines out and get some opinions, and we did we did some demo stuff with some acoustic things, and hey, what would y'all think? You know, we did a record that was more like this. And the overall consensus was, yeah, man, it'd be pretty cool. It'd be different than anything you've done before. So I called my friend Doug Robinson, who played bass on my last two records, and I said, I need a producer that's not hardwired into honky-tonk stuff or rock and roll stuff. And Doug has produced a lot of swing records, and he's produced a lot of kind of flamenco, Spanish-style stuff, some folk records, and he's got a real broad palette. And I said, you think it's something you'd be interested in? He said, man, yeah, I'd love it. Well, let me hear the material first. So I dashed off the little Audacity program demo of like 3 or 4 tunes that I had, and I sent them, and I get this one word reply in my email, and it's this giant black font, and it says, yes. so we started putting it together, and I was trying to soften the blow, as it were, for the fans I already had, who I was afraid was going to be expecting another big, loud honky-tonk record, you know, with all the barrel house piano and the screaming B3s and 13 tracks of lead guitar and you know, and all right. Stuff. And so I said, well, you know, I'm doing something a little bit different. You know, I still like honky-tonk. I love country music and traditional hillbilly music and things like that, but I'm trying to soften it up, you know, and I'm trying to be acoustic without necessarily being genre specific. And I was telling a friend of mine in California that, and he says, so you're going to be a folk singer? And I said, well, I'm
4-letter word.
Well, and that's what I said. I said, I'm obviously, look, there's one of two things going on. Either your comprehension is really bad, or I'm not doing a very good job of explaining it. I guess it's just unexplainable. And I thought, that's my record title. That's my album title.
Excellent.
And it was even better because I don't even think unexplainable is not even a word, is it? And the proper English usage would be inexplicable, right? But that's hard to pronounce. Unexplainable is easy to say, easy to spell, man.
And you still know what it means.
Yeah, pretty much, man. It sums it up. And I'm not above inventing a word if I need to. I thought I'd play a song off there on my guitar here.
All right.
I'll do the first track. The song's called She Looked Like Marilyn Monroe. Hold it long, and what's almost but not quite yours leaves gone. Something you can touch but never hold. And the last time that I saw her, she lay sleeping. I just softly closed the door. I took a look around as I was leaving. She looked just like Marilyn Monroe. She looked like Marilyn Monroe. So beware of the lightning that's striking down Highway 23. And it seems like I'd run when I'm this frightened. And the light, it is so bright, it's blinding me. And the last time that I saw her, she was sleeping. So I just softly closed the door. I took another look as I was leaving. She looked just like Marilyn Monroe. Look like Marilyn Monroe.
Billy Eli, live here in the studio with us on Out of the Woods. And that is one of the tracks off that brand new CD, The Unexplainable, Billy Eli. Nice stuff. I like that.
Thank you very much, man. That's fun. That's a fun one to play.
Good stuff.
I like to play that one. I'll tell you what, I'll do another one and dash a couple off. And then I got this next song. I had to do a couple of honky-tonk ravers, man, for my fans that have been my fans, you know, as long as I've been doing this. And I couldn't just cut all the honky-tonk stuff off. We did soften it up a little bit. This one's got a honky-tonk feel to it. I had been out touring in New York, and I had a show at Grand Ole Echo in Echo Park in Los Angeles, California. I got the idea for this out there. It's called Whiskey Drinking Woman. Just
trying to shake that East Coast time zone. I headed out in Echo Park. She was wearing handmade cowboy boots and drinking Maker's Mark. And I stood there by the stairs and watched her dance. A whiskey drinking woman. Well, I was standing there waiting on nothing. Yeah, nothing's pretty easy to find. Now to look in for something, it had left me standing at the back of the line. So I just sat down at the bar and watched her sway. That whiskey drinking woman. Well, you just can't know till the lights get low and the wheel might turn again. It's hard to stand your place. Once you see her face, she looks just as fine as sin. And you could lose your heart forever to a whiskey drinking woman. Well, I've been on the mountain, yeah, and I've been way down low. And I've been out where the roads all stop, trying to get a little farther on. And I'll just watch her from this bar stool till she goes. That whiskey drinking woman. Well, you just can't know till the lights get low and the wheel might stop again. It's hard to stand your place. You can almost taste that taste just as sweet as sin. And she can hold your heart forever. That whiskey drinking woman. Well, you just can't know till the lights get low where the wheel might stop again. It's hard to stand your place. You can almost taste that taste just as sweet as sin. And she can hold your heart forever. That whiskey drinking woman. And she can hold your heart forever. That whiskey drinking woman.
All right, Billy Eli, you're live in the studio. We got a quick break to take, and we'll be right back after this.